This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's going to be a heated showdown today, in part because of this new revelation about these complaints by Mueller seem to flatly contradict what Barr told Congress last month when he was specifically asked about Mueller's team raising these objections. Take a listen.
Reports have emerged recently, General, that members of the special counsel's team are frustrated at some level with the limited information included in your March 24th letter. That it does not adequately or accurately necessarily portray the report's findings. Do you know what they're referencing with that?
No, I don't. I suspect that they probably wanted, more put out.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome, I should say. Welcome back to me. I had to take a couple of days off. I was doing some TV stuff. TV stuff that you're going to enjoy, so you're welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Barr has said, I ain't coming back. Y'all, you think you're going to mistreat me? You're not going to mistreat me. Let me tell you something. I don't know what Barr's got going. I don't know enough about these guys on the inside to tell you what's happening. But here's what I'll surmise as using my powers, my superpower of common sense and logic and reason. They're about to make Barr mad enough to where he says, okay, you guys want to pick a fight? We're going to start looking at this Christopher Steele dossier, and heads are going to roll. Robert Mueller making a comment that report doesn't represent what I said. Okay, because Robert Mueller's saying, I didn't exonerate the president. Yeah, you did. When you don't find information after spending over $30 million in 2 years on somebody, and he's not presumed innocent until proven guilty, in which you didn't do, he is, in fact, innocent until proven guilty. Now, the Democrats think they're going to spin this whole Mueller part. Go for it, because here's what's about to happen. I know you're out there worrying. I keep getting emails from Art, and I know Carl's still out there listening, going, what's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to finally tip the scale. They have, actually. I'm not telling you it's something that's going to happen. It's happening. They've tipped the scale to the point that now Washington, D.C. is going to have to go against the grain and actually solve the problem of government swamp rats who have been crooked and try to coup against the president. That's where we are. And the Democrats need to keep this overshadowing all these other things. Are you even getting any economic news outside of maybe the little bit that I report? I don't think most people are even seeing this stuff. The new jobs report blew jobs out the water. Stock market through the roof. There's every economic indicator that says that Donald Trump has this economy roaring is being completely overlooked. Donald Trump addressed the opioid crisis, which, by the way, is a created crisis by Democrats. I don't know if you guys saw, there was a report recently where a doctor, and it's not just one, it's a series of these doctors, they are overprescribing. Why? Because the pharmaceutical companies have asked them to. This is where we are in this country, where people are doing these types of things in order to enrich themselves and to enrich the swamp rats of D.C., lobbyists that have been as crooked. They got. If you think people were crooked before the Obama administration, you just need to go see how they carved up the pie during the time of Obama. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, 844-551-8255, if you want to get in on the conversation. It's funny. This is one of the few days, I shouldn't say that because it's not true, but this day is the most obvious day in radio for me in a long time where I got up and started prepping for the show and I went, you know what? I don't even need notes. You don't need notes when you have everything that's happening in this country. I was traveling while Barr was doing his testimony. I didn't even get to see it. And the little bit that I saw, and what the Democrats were trying to do, you see their game. We now see their game up front. And, people like Trump aren't playing the game. Barr's not going to play the game. You heard Mnuchin when he said to Maxine Waters, look, I've been here a long time. If you want me to come back, you better treat me with some respect. And pretty soon they're going to say, you know what? We have total contempt of Congress because this is the most crooked. They talk about Donald Trump. He's the most dangerous president ever. He is. He is the most dangerous president ever to the establishment. That's what makes Donald Trump dangerous. Donald Trump is a loose cannon, and they cannot stop it. I mean, I want you to imagine a guy with a Gatling gun. And he just, and he's in a 360-degree turret, and he can shoot anywhere he wants. That's what Donald Trump is to the D.C. swamp rats. The minute one of them scurries, he turns around and shoots them down. What do they call it? Machine gun in a Predator? The axe. I think they call it the axe because you just shoot, and it would just tear down trees. 50 cal, just mow them down. That's what he's doing. And the Democrats are, and also other swamp rats, because it's not just Democrats, they are scared to death, and they better be. This, look, I get it. I get that you're, Kevin, oh man, I don't know. You, this is the first time, and certainly in over a decade, and I mean, it's the first time in a long time, and choose whatever period you want, but I go back to the Obama administration. This is the first actual pushback on the things that Barack Obama and the leftists tried to do. I was listening to a TED Talk of the Teacher of the Year, black guy. His name is Rodney Robinson. And I'll play a little bit of it in one show, because it literally is an hour to dissect. This guy is nothing but leftist talking points. And it's no wonder they gave him Teacher of the Year. He practically played the Democrats' platform in his speech. And what's interesting is the Teacher of the Year has so little frame of reference around all the things that have led to the problems that he believes are created by Trump. It is truly, I mean, I don't know whether I want to do a TV show about it or whatever, but it boggles the mind that there are people out there that ignorant and that say the most stupid things you've ever heard in your life, and you go, are you serious? So anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. So here's my point. Got up, to do my show, 3:30 in the morning, start prepping, blah, 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 and I'm going, this is easy. I mean, I looked at the things that were on there, saw a rant from a lady, a state legislator. You know what she wants? A state legislator wants men castrated. Why? Because we don't agree with a woman's right to choose it. It's her body, whatever. Really, that's your solution to killing babies is castrate men. It's unbelievable the stuff that's out there. So we got a lot to talk about. And, of course, I do want to talk more about Barr, so we will get to that. But I also want to tell you there's a plot to make Biden their man, and it's going to fail miserably.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Fear not, conservatives. AG Barr is, there's a trap that's been set for the Democrats. It is a trap of their own creation. They've ensnared themselves in their own set of problems. But you need to fear not. Because number one, there is a God, a living God, and he's watching all this stuff. And I'm telling you, don't sweat it. We will be fine. You Christ-following, whether or Judeo-Christian, you may be Jewish, it doesn't matter to me, but you are going to get your vindication. And I know it's tough to sit back and look at this, and especially with any type of pragmatism or common sense, and say, when does this happen? I mean, what's taking so long? That's how Washington works. That's why things don't get done. This is, you're watching government do what government does, which is feed itself. They got to give you a reason to believe they exist. You've seen businesses like this. You've seen people that come periodically, hey, listen, just seeing how things are going. You know, and you're going, they're fine. I don't really need you. It's rare because in the real world, in the public sector, the private sector rather, we make people, for the most part, accountable for their dollars. I mean, if you've got a pool and you've got a pool boy, you know, a pool person, you'll every now and then you'll go, let me consider, is this service really worth it? Are they getting done what I need done? Am I cleaning the pool more than they're cleaning the pool? That kind of thing. You will stop to evaluate. The government will never evaluate that. Government's like, oh, we got another department. Good. Let me call my friend. You know, because they want to get their buddies' jobs, their family's jobs. That's why government's become so big. Doesn't need to be that big. Anyway, lots going on. As I said, AG Barr is going to turn the table. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's got to happen pretty soon. Because, see, once he comes under fire, Mueller has now,
well, I didn't say that the report exonerated Trump. And Barr's like, oh, yeah, you did. Your report exonerates Trump.
So now we get to play the law. Yeah, I don't know whether they're trapping this guy in there to say, because if Mueller's saying, no, after 2 years and $30 million plus dollars, there's still more, even though I've submitted my report. Then I would say to Barr, tell me what it, if I were Barr, I'd say to Mueller, well, tell me what it is. Tell me what part of innocent until proven guilty do we need to dismiss here, Mr. Mueller? It's a pretty simple thing. I know Trump's got Giuliani and those guys, but it's up to you to go out and say it as well. But don't worry, because when they start looking at Steele and they've got to start doing it, then we'll see what happens. So I'm happy, honestly, to see that the Democrats want to make Barr their whipping boy. Go for it. Make a guy who now has the backing of a guy like Trump, make him your whipping boy and watch what happens. Because Barr, he's got a whole warehouse full of kick butt. And he's not going to go in and grab a pallet. He's going to just say, you know what? Blow the place up. Blow the warehouse full of kick butt up and take it all to D.C. He'll pull a whatever that guy was and just open, put it in a truck. No fertilizer needed. Park the truck in the middle of D.C. and say, light it on fire. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJ Radio. Kevin's talking about arson and Timothy McVeigh and blowing up D.C. No, I'm talking about blowing up D.C. metaphorically. I'm talking about blowing up D.C. politically and getting sanity back, you know, truth. You guys heard of Biden's new slogan?
The president has a motto, make America great again. Do you have one?
Make America moral again. Make America return to the essence of who we are, the dignity of the country, the dignity of people, treating our people with dignity, and this god-awful deliberate division that's being taken to, in order to separating people to aggrandize his own power.
Mama! Mama! Make America moral again. Biden wants mama. Will somebody bring me mama? And what's funny, you know what's even funnier about that to me, is Joe Creepy Biden wants America to be moral. Joe Democrat Creepy Biden, who is the cousin of Harvey Weinstein. Let's make America moral. Joe Biden, the party of Bill Clinton in the blue dress, wants to make America moral again. Joe Biden, who presided over the most crooked, he was the number two guy in the most crooked administration in the history of this nation. A government that killed veterans on waiting lists. A government who targeted conservatives. A government who set up Americans in Benghazi, got them killed, and takes no responsibility whatsoever. A government that would blame that type of an incident on an individual citizen of this country who made a video in California and jail that man over a farce. And promote people after the death of American citizens. That government, a government that would dare run weapons into Mexico illegally in order to create a humanitarian crisis. And those weapons got Americans killed, it got border agents killed, and it got many Mexicans killed. And Joe Biden wants you to believe he's going to mama America. Yeah, he's going to mama America, all right. That's a mama you don't need. That's a toxic mom. Oh, my gosh. Make America moral again. Oh, geez. I'm going to go more into Joe Biden here in a bit. Here's what I want to do. And people write to me and they say this all the time. They go, Kevin, I listen to your show, man, because you're so upbeat about it. You make me feel good about what's going on. I go, I'm glad I do. But here's what I'd really like to do. I'd like you to finally start feeling good on your own. Think of this as, I'm your psychologist, and you come in for treatment, and I say, okay, you're not thinking right. You don't understand how to think. You will what you want out of life, and you should be doing it with the best of intentions. You should be doing it with, you know, not selfishly. Do we want to get ahead? Yes, we all want. I mean, in theory, most people want to get ahead in life in some form or another. But that's not what defines you. It isn't you want to get more money because more money drives you. You want to get more money because it makes you able to do things. You don't put everything in the basket of your career anymore. Was at church and the pastor was saying people put too much into their parenting. They look at success as the driver when they're parenting their children. That's not what the driver is. The driver is that you give your children the best of you. You explain to them life on the most moral of terms, and then that is your success. Your success is in presenting the best of you, the best knowledge you can give, admitting when you've made mistakes and say, now you go forth. Now, you're not going to go forth necessarily and conquer. Some of your kids are going to go forth and be failures. And that's okay. That's how life is. You do the best you can. But you know what? You will have succeeded in terms of God's mission if you do that. And that's true of whether it's your friendships, it's true of your jobs, it's true of everything. So what I'm telling you guys is we are on the moral right path. I don't look at the goal of this. I look at the way we're traveling down this road is the only way we should be traveling as a Judeo-Christian nation, as a Christian nation, as a God-fearing nation, and that includes everybody. So that's the way we should be traveling. Anyway, got a lot more to talk about. Let's take a break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Attorney General's decision to not attend a House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has a fan in Vice President Mike Pence.
Members of the Judiciary Committee, elected members of Congress, ought to be able to do their job and ask the questions. And we fully support the Attorney General's decision not to appear. It's time for Congress to move beyond the controversies of the last 2 years and focus on the kind of things that will create even more good news in our economy, more opportunities for America.
Pence was speaking there on Fox News, and White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed the Mueller report during a phone call today. Sanders says the phone call lasted about an hour and did not elaborate on the discussion. She also noted they talked about other topics, including Venezuela and North Korean nuclear negotiations and trade. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden is a moron. And I'm going to prove it to you. It's already been proven. But I will prove it to you today, yet again, that Joe Biden is a moron. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The idea, honestly, that Democrats want Joe Biden should make people leave that party. The idea, they want him. Look at the record of Joe Biden and tell me this is a person you as a conservative would want to run for president. And I'm going to play a clip to begin with, and then I'm going to start torching this clown. But this is Joe Biden interviewing with Robin Roberts, I believe, and he actually promotes Donald Trump. Let me just let you listen to this clip. I think, I don't know if it was 60 minutes or whatever, but here's the clip.
What would you say to the Trump voter, the Trump supporter, who looks at the economy and sees very strong numbers here in Pennsylvania, where the unemployment is at a record low of 3.9%?
Well, what I'd say is, did you get any benefit from the tax cut? Have you really, your wages really gone up to what you think you deserve? Do your employers treat you with any more respect and dignity than they did before? What's the story? Ask these folks. Ask the folks in this state. I know the state pretty well. And the fact of the matter is that they're not getting their fair share. The American people, the people who built this country, are ordinary Americans who've done extraordinary things from neighborhoods like we come from. And this president does not show a great deal of respect, and he continues to divide the country. But for example, ask him how hard it is to get their kid to college. 6 in 10 jobs right now require something beyond a high school degree. Ask him how easy it is to afford it. Why do we give a tax break to Wall Street, but we don't give a tax break for a significant tax break for daycare or for child care? Why don't we do that?
Now, nice pivots. I mean, they were actually pretty pathetic. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So he's asked, what would you say to the Trump supporter with record low unemployment in Pennsylvania, a state that was decimated by steel and the coal industry, et cetera, under Barack Obama? And he says, I'd ask him, did you get any benefit from the tax cut? Here's your answer, Joe. Yeah, they did. They got a benefit from the tax cut. Okay. I mean, more people getting money back into their checks, more people back to work, and Joe Biden is giving a commercial for Trump. Did you get any benefit from the tax cut? Yeah, in fact, I did. I got a job. My job is a high-paying job. Manufacturing coming back. The steel industry, which was built in Pennsylvania, is coming back. And you dare say that? Look, Democrats, leftists, progressive, moron, lunatic, zombies, whatever, you people are idiots. This is your guy? He's giving a commercial for Donald Trump. Then, I love this part, because see, this is how the Democrats think they're going to tug at your emotions and stuff. Because they go, Are you getting, are your employers treating you with any more dignity? Hey, let me tell you what dignity is for me with my employer. My paycheck, with as much in it as I can get. First of all, I'm glad I have a job. That would be number one. Number two, I'm glad I'm getting more money than I was getting previously under Obama. I'm glad that the government recognizes that I'm the best steward of my dollars and not the government, and on and on. And then he goes on to say this, they're still not getting their fair share. Well, what were they getting during the Obama administration? I mean, everything this guy's talking about, Donald Trump's going to say, hey, you had 8 years under Barack Obama to make everything happen that I've happened. You don't have record low unemployment. You don't have people who have the wages are finally growing. You don't have more people off of welfare. What were you doing, Joe? Not getting their fair share. So what's he do after? Let me tell you, Joe Biden's saying these things, and then he's going, uh-oh, that doesn't play well. So then where does he go? He pivots to, he's dividing the country. That's what he's doing. He's dividing the country. This man is a racist. Did I mention he's a racist? Yeah, Donald Trump's a racist. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know, and what? There's another thing. It's tougher to get your kid to college. Well, wait a minute, Joe. Hold on a minute. I want you to understand how he's bouncing back, trying to figure out how to make this message resonate. It's tougher to get your kid into college because Democrats are ready to give you free college. And Donald Trump's comment there would be, you had 8 years to get free college. You didn't get it. Let me tell you, more money in your paycheck means more ability to send your kid to college. And I could go on about education. You guys know how I feel about that. Biden had nothing. He had nothing. It was as meaningless as his statement, make America moral again. Let's play that clip. I want to hear that again because that is so funny that his slogan is going to be mama.
The president has a motto, make America great again. Do you have one?
Make America moral again. Make America return to the essence of who we are, the dignity of the country, the dignity of people, treating our people with dignity, and this god-awful deliberate division that's being taken to, in order to separating people to aggrandize his own power.
Mama, mama. Yeah, it's so funny that the Democrats see government as mama and daddy or Uncle Sam, somebody, a family member, giving out the goodies. You know, stripping the hardworking citizens of their bounty and giving it out to those who they claim need it. And it's a mama, mama. I can see with a pacifier. Make America moral again. Sucking on a pacifier. Democrats, you are idiots to make this guy your guy. I love it because Joe Biden is a two-time loser. And if you want to make him your guy, he's a three-time loser. But they are plotting to make Joe Biden their president. I was traveling and I heard, I haven't seen the poll, but I heard Joe Biden is like, he suddenly soared 16 points or some crazy number ahead of all the other candidates. Have you guys seen the polls? Can you guys give me a poll really quick? I want to see it. Give me a poll because I want to look at, go ahead and start looking now. But I want to look at the numbers. I didn't see the poll, but I heard Joe Biden just leapfrogged everybody. Now that he's in, they leapfrogged. Let me tell you what's going on. What the Democrats don't want is they don't want 20 or more people. They want nobody else to enter. They need to lock it down. So they think Biden helped them lock it down. All right? Now they got to run the interference form. Despite Joe Biden's many, many warts, I mean, this guy has said the most stupid things. If he were a Republican, they would call some of the statements he's made vile, repulsive, racist even. And they want this guy. He's a creepy dude, period. And I'm going to get more into that here in a bit. But he's creepy. They're even running interference for that. They're in the process of trying to make Joe Biden their man, but it's going to be derailed a bit. And I'm just saying, because the Democrats are probably going to get lectured. I'm talking about Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, all of them. Now, here's where I see it shaking out. I believe it's going to come down to Biden and Warren, believe it or not. Now, I know it sounds weird because Bernie killed himself with the the whole thing with letting criminals vote. He's now called saying Republicans are wanting to do voter suppression by letting people in prison not vote, by having people in prison not vote. And that message isn't selling even to Democrats, because hardly anybody agrees with him. Maybe one other person like O'Rourke, but that's it. So Bernie is on the way down. O'Rourke is toast. He had a rally in Nevada that had 35 people. Don't listen to me. Go look for yourselves. He has other rallies that they're dying down. Watch his donations in the next FEC report, Federal Elections Commission report. They will be dismal. Elizabeth Warren's holding steady. Kamala Harris, a joke. She's dipping down. Kirsten Gillibrand has gotten so desperate. She's offering up. I don't remember what her latest thing is. It's something crazy, too. Oh, election integrity, where everybody, all citizens, we have to determine where our money goes, and they don't have to fundraise. Yeah, she's so desperate. She's going, well, let's not have to fundraise. Maybe we should just do a whole thing on all these different candidates and where they stand now. Buttigieg, he was ridiculed on Trevor Noah's show because he's like, well, I am a product of white male privilege, and, you know, that's what's helping me run. And he got ridiculed on late night shows. So they're setting the stage because Sanders was ahead, right? Bernie Sanders, he was the man. They're setting the stage where the DNC, the Democratic Party, is saying, okay, we've looked at the landscape of people. The one that tests the best against Trump is Joe Biden, so we're going to get behind Biden. And now they're cleaning up his mess. Biden started cleaning up his messes a while back. He tried to clean it up with Anita Hill. He's tried to clean up criminal justice reform. He's tried to clean up his racist past, and by the way, his racist present with black folks, and they want to see him as the guy. Yep. But what I see is Democrat desperation, easier to spot than a monkey in a sports coat. And I'm telling you, it's going to backfire, because the one thing that they don't understand is Donald Trump doesn't care about any of the cover-up that they're doing for Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden gave his first big speech since announcing his presidency, his run for the presidency. And you want to talk about low energy, sleepy guy. This guy, but just listen to it. Now, you got to listen carefully because they call it slurring his way through. But it was more like his mind is a little bit messed up. And when you hear this clip, you'll see what I'm talking about. And listen to the words, like he says executive, he was a county executive, or you know, whatever. There'll be places in there, and keep in mind, it was a video that somebody did a montage of and they cut it. So you're gonna have to listen carefully. But as you listen to this, you're gonna hear a tired guy. But not just tired, he's not mentally sharp. If Biden has to stay on point, you know, where they go talk about this, I'd give him a C. And I played a clip earlier where he's promoting Trump there. He's asking a series of questions, you know, how are you going to sell the idea in Pennsylvania? Robin Roberts asking this. How are you going to sell the idea of, you know, Americans doing badly when we've got record low unemployment in Pennsylvania. And Joe Biden's comments were, it was amazing that the guy, he's like, well, ask them if they got any benefit from the tax cut. And I'm thinking to myself, Joe, you probably don't want to ask him that question because he answers yes. And then he goes to, well, are they treating you with more dignity? I don't think most people go to work going, you know, I need some more dignity at my job. They just go to work and they do their jobs. These blue-collar workers are not worried about the touchy-feely emotions of things the way Joe Biden and, you know, they train these little millennials. Are you feeling more dignity? No, I got a fatter paycheck. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling a little bounce in my step because I can actually afford my apartment this month. Or I can make that car payment. Or I can go see Avengers, the new one, or whatever it may be. And then he goes on, are they not getting their fair share? Joe, were they getting it under Obama? Because the tax cut means they're getting more of their fair share. Whatever that is, they're moving in the right direction. This guy gave a commercial for Donald Trump, and when he realized it, he goes, oh, wait a minute. Well, Trump is dividing the country. Let me tell you something. You can talk about division in this country till you're blue in the face. Up until the time of Obama, America was more together than at any point I've ever seen except on the day after 9/11. That was when we were the most together in my entire lifetime. At that day, since then, it separated again, and it was the worst division in the history, in modern history, under Barack Obama. There is no debate about that. Barack Obama brought in more division. And some of you white folks out there, you conservatives, who voted for him because you got tricked. You were like, well, listen, I know I'm normally going to vote Republican, but he's so shiny and pretty. I'm going to vote for him because it'll end racism and we can finally put it behind us. Let me ask you, is it put behind you? There are women out there who hate men. They want us castrated. I talked about it earlier in the broadcast. There are women out there who hate conservative women. There are gays out there who hate you because you're not gay. Forget that you don't have a dog in the fight. You don't care what these gay folks want to do. If you want to do your whatever sex you have, I don't care. I don't care if you want to sleep with an animal and call it to add another alphabet to the LGBTQ. Whatever you decide to do, I don't care as long as you don't legislate it. Do you think they care? No, they can't stand you. Automatically, black folks hate white folks more than they've ever hated white folks in the history of this country. Except maybe during the Democrats' time of slavery. This is and all that division occurred under whom? Under Barack Obama. And who do they try to blame? Donald Trump, a man who did nothing. They've even debunked the idea that he was supporting these neo-Nazis at Charlottesville. But do you think Democrats care about the truth? No. When somebody talks about Charlottesville, you should just either threaten to slap them or slap them, but just tell them to shut the heck up because Donald Trump isn't a racist. If there was any racist that ran this country, it was Barack Obama. That's what you should say. This is Kevin Jackson. By the way, don't hit anybody. Don't even threaten to hit anybody. don't get bullied the way these leftists want to bully you to make you believe what's not happening. The Democrats, folks, I feel like Joe Biden. They have a reality problem. The reality is they have a candidate who's slurring. Did we play the clip? I got so caught up. Let's play the clip and let you hear Biden slur. He's not slurring, but listen to his speech, and you'll see he's not all there.
I want to thank Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive, Allegheny County Executive, being here. And all my time in public life, since I've gotten involved, the country wasn't built by Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund men. If the enterprise hit hard times, everybody took a hit. Union workers, the UAW, took incredible cuts in their future and their pensions and the less to get GM working. They also got that last year and try to cut wages or freeze wages for their people. That's right. Today, the same is happening in big hospital systems. I think we have to rethink how we define what constitutes a successful economy. Folks in America don't think their children are going to have the same standard of living they had. How can a person be maintained? Why they do that? It means investing much more in medical research to conquer devastating diseases like cancer and addiction and Alzheimer's. So God bless you all and may God protect our troops. Thank you.
Oh, man. That's a train wreck. That's a train. By the way, I can't wait to see the size of Biden's rallies as they get behind him. It's going to be like Hillary in the Scooby-Doo tour. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was horrible. I'm telling you, Joe Biden, look, Donald Trump's in his 70s and you'd never believe it. You'd never guess it. He's got it. There was one time they did a speech with him where he was tired. You could tell he was tired and he was sort of out of it. It's the only time. Every time I've seen this guy, he's spot on. Joe Biden, he's got issues. Now, there are people out there, oh, come on, what are you talking about? Trust me. This is only the beginning of this, because now Biden has got to go out day in and day out, speak and give Trump essentially people scratching their heads going, well, wait, no, I'm making more money. They're going to have to retool everything this man is about the same way they got to do with his creepiness. But they haven't even had their first debate, the Democrats, and here's what they want to talk about. They want terrorists to vote, criminals to vote. They want to decriminalize illegal immigration. They want to pay people who are unwilling to vote. They want to double your taxes, tear down existing border walls, run a free and open society, and I could go on. They want a minimum wage, what they call a livable wage, that now companies are going beyond on their own. That's still one of the things. And they want to impeach the president who's presiding over undoubtedly the best economic time in modern American history. They want him impeached. And what about the Democrats' strategy of making Donald Trump a racist? I told you, when Donald Trump made the comment about very fine people, even CNN had to come back and go, you know what? He didn't say what we said he said. Fake news, CNN. But what are you? Go look at late night. Oh, Trevor Noah, he's up to 10,000 lies. And then he joked and said, well, that doesn't include all the times he says I love you to Eric, his son. Laugh track. It's crazy to watch these guys. But here's the biggest thing they want to do. They got to undo this for Joe Biden. And here's Alyssa Milano trying to give Joe a little cover.
Alyssa, great to see you again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
This interview took place before there were recent questions about Joe Biden and his conduct. Had you known that, or had that happened afterwards, would you have talked to him about that?
Of course, absolutely, and I have spoken to him about that, just not on the record, mm-hmm. on the interview, and I can tell you what he said to me privately, which I think, for me, I wish more men in positions of power would say out loud. He said to me, I'm willing to learn, I'm willing to listen, I didn't realize that I was too affectionate, and I think that this brings up a really important question that we haven't really touched on Me Too. And often in these moments when we're hearing these stories, I think it's important to emphasize the difference in these stories. For me, the thing that set this story, the Miss Flores story, apart from all the other stories, is to Joe, this was a cultural difference. Mm-hmm. Because culturally, he was raised in a family that was super affectionate. So for him, this was a realization of well, everyone sort of grows up in a different household, and maybe my actions make other people uncomfortable, and it was an acknowledgement. So I think it was important that it came out, and I think that it is important to have men support women and say, I hear you, and I want to learn and make you know, a change.
You buy that? Because I don't. Yeah, cultural difference. Too bad we don't have more time to talk about that, but we will one day. Keep it here, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.